Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hump Day Edition.
Hump day.
Hot day. With the entire squad, including Peyton and Rai live on the FaceCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Commercial Free Expressway is coming up at 7:20, where we will chop it up on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers. But local college baseball has made national news after Jim Schlossnagel took the Texas Longhorn job hours after chiding this reporter in the postgame presser following the Aggies national championship loss to Tennessee.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. but I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. It's right that.
God, what a jackass answer. I'm calling the answer and the reply jackassery. I don't know, Schlossnagel, but there you go, Bobby. Congrats on your new baseball coach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thrilled. Because honestly, I was the one who hated the Chris Beard hire in Texas, even though he was supposed to be like, and I mean, he did look like he had Texas on the right track there. I hated the Chris Beard hire because Chris Beard had that incident with the walk-on that had dunked against Baylor as it was winding down, and just showed this walk-on up in front of the home crowd and brought him over by the arm, like, apologized to Scott
had
Drew.
And the Sark moment.
And so, yeah, the Sark moment yelling at the guy. Now,
I think the tunnel, right?
It was in
the tunnel.
To be fair, I think Sark at least apologized for that.
Yeah, because he was caught on camera.
He was, yeah. That's fair. But Sark at least apologized for that. And having, like, met Sark at some of these pro days and stuff like that, he doesn't seem as much of a jerk as I assume Chris Beard is, which, I mean, track record. And then with Schlossnagel, you're not wanting to, it's cowardly because you don't want to answer the question. So instead you turn it around as an attack on this local College Station reporter, tell him that he's really selfish. That is about as fair of a way as you could have asked that question as possible. There's no other way. He didn't name Texas. He said specific job. He just said, what's your future in Aggieland? Rumors swirling out. Like, it was completely vague. And
Mike Gundy-esque.
I'm stunned in 2024 that we don't have a pat answer that these coaches can give when they know they're taking a job that won't dig a hole any deeper.
Never deny. You don't want to ever deny anything fully because, like, it leaves you open to that. You want to be very, very vague. I saw a lot of former athletes on social media agree with Slush.
Oh,
that it's a terrible spot for that question, and I think that they just from the reporter's perspective, you don't know when the next time you're going to get to talk to him is. It's probably months, and by that time the story's dead, and he's either would have taken the job or stayed. So there's no quote, and you've got to get it. So yeah, it's a bad spot for the reporter to be in, but he still had to ask the question. But a lot of people who were in sports, like former players, saw it the way Schloss did. That's not the right time or place to answer the question or ask it. But what they don't realize is there's no other chance.
Yeah, I don't care what they think.
Were they going to come out tomorrow and do another press conference tomorrow? Would that be the better time?
When it's something this imminent, you have to do it. Like, what's another moment like this where we knew, like, basically the next day a coach was jumping somewhere else?
I know, and see, I was trying to think of that yesterday because I know we've had this happen a few different times before.
Yes.
The name that kept coming to mind, and it was not, I don't think it was similar. The name that kept coming to mind for me was Bobby Petrino, Did he do this with the Arkansas job in Atlanta where he told everybody he wasn't going and then the next day he left notes in his player's locker that was like, see y'all?
I mean, it happens all the time, yeah. I mean, like, well, Harbaugh, we knew Harbaugh was going to leave this year, right? We just didn't know where. At least we thought he was.
It's just
see, like, every year.
Look, it's going to get forgotten about probably, except between the Aggies and the Longhorns. That'll spice up the local rivalry, which will be fantastic for everyone involved. But it was just unnecessary. Congratulations, dude. You're a college baseball coach pushing around a reporter because they're in college. Big man you are. Way to go, tough guy. You're real, real tough. Congratulations. Good job. You're on the Mike Gundy Mount Rushmore of a bully. Well done. Good job, Schlosh. Schlosh. Good job. So
he's great, though, man. You're going to get a hell of a coach. Y'all be great. You'll have an amazing team.
And that's what will matter the most.
That's all that matters. I mean, let's be fair. Nobody cares how much of a jackass you are. If you win, it's when you start losing. You know, Dabo, everybody looked past Dabo's charlatanism when he was winning titles.
Yeah. See, that's what Schlossnagel should have done. He should have done the Dabo. And when they asked him, what are you doing? He should have said, Proverbs 27, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day will bring. I'm not going to make plans in the future for anything. I'm just where my feet are planted.
So some reporters, you know, some college baseball insiders have done some digging, and one of them was told that this deal was done between A&M series with Georgia and the regional round of the NCAA tournament. That means this thing was done between April 20th.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
27th and Memorial Day. We're not talking about this thing wasn't done on Monday.
Right.
This thing was completed over a month ago.
Yeah. And he went the triple down in that presser.
And to be able to A, do that, and B, A, do that, keep your team from hearing the news, but keep it a complete secret, air quotes, secret, because, you know, there was rumors that it was like, you know, there was a few guys that were going for the job. But even as of 2 days ago, there were reports of names that Texas was going to reach out to because they hadn't fired their coach until recently. But to be able to keep that a complete secret, that is CIA work right there.
So the Aggies lose their baseball coach, but they did win yesterday because EA Sports College Football 25, which Choppy is lined up to purchase, released their list of the toughest places to play. And this took over the internet. Full list of the top 25. How right did they get it? Franco LaFranco, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. Coming in at number one, Kyle Field.
Kyle Field.
Number two, Bryant Denny Stadium, Bama.
No.
No for the top two?
No. LSU is number one. In any world, LSU is number one.
They were listed as number three on here.
I've been to a game at A&M. It's loud, but it's not one of the five loudest in the conference. South Carolina's louder. Auburn, LSU, Tennessee, Florida when they're rolling is louder. A&M's a good crowd. Like, A&M's a really, really good crowd. And it's like, of the Big 12 refugees, it's the loudest by far. It's the most SEC-like.
The Big 12 refugees.
So, you cannot make an argument. It's even in the top five loudest in the country.
So, Deshaun Watson's...
Or most intimidating places to play.
Deshaun Watson's quarterback trainer, Quincy Avery, who fired off plenty of shots yesterday at Deion Sanders Jr. He had, quote, tweeted this list yesterday, and he said, any list that doesn't have LSU and Tennessee at the very top is clearly wrong. Texas A&M is loud, but it's so organized it never feels chaotic. Tennessee and LSU are unhinged.
Yeah, they're unhinged because they're alcoholics. Let's be fair. Okay, that's the difference.
So it's A&M, Bama, LSU. Is Bama a nut house?
No.
Really?
No.
Not when Texas goes in there.
It's here's the problem with Bama is they've won so much. It takes a lot to get them going. Like, they really only get up for, like...
Like the old Atlanta Braves crowds.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
Ohio State's 4, Georgia's 5, Penn State's 6, Wisconsin 7, Oklahoma 8, Florida State 9, and the Gators at 10.
I've been to a game at Oklahoma. That is, you can't really tell the difference in Oklahoma game and a Vanderbilt game. It's not loud. I don't know how. I think Texas is louder than Oklahoma.
Wow.
It's not allowed. I don't get it. And now they've made upgrades to the stadiums. I don't know the capacity, but I think Texas has like 25,000 more seats too.
They had I had a buddy who he does like the Jared Sandler thing. Like he likes to go around and do college football games every year. And he had told me that by far the most intense football atmosphere he had ever been to was Penn State, where he was like, a Penn State game at night is, he's like, it's just, it's an insane energy.
I've heard it's insane. Clemson's really, really loud. Clemson's insane too.
EA Sports, best college football atmospheres that you're going to experience on the video game. Oregon 11, Clemson 12, RJ's Vols 13, Auburn 14, South Carolina 15, The Big House 16, Virginia Tech that I've been to 17, Utah 18, and Pepe and Bobby's Longhorns coming in at 19.
Now, if you're saying, if they're using atmosphere not to mean intimidating and loud, then I could buy the A&M. It's a cool atmosphere where they do all their
toughest places to yells. Play.
Yeah, toughest place to play now, I would say no.
Yeah, attending a cult meeting is cool. It's like cool. It's interesting.
It's really, I mean, going to an A&M game, it's really cool. It's the closest thing you're going to get to go. It's like the closest thing to an Army-Navy game that you'll have at a state university, right? Well, it's cool.
What happened with this trainer and one of Deion's sons?
Oh my gosh, this was maybe the most brutal tweet spree I think I've ever seen. So we had talked about how Deion Sanders the other day had said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to the NFL. Like, I'm not going to follow my boys out there. And Quincy Avery, who is Deshaun Watson's quarterback trainer, has issues longstanding with Deion Sanders. He doesn't like the way he handled things at Jackson State. He thinks he's a fraud, all those sort of things. So Quincy Avery said, on the bright side, if he thinks you're good enough, he'll also consider you one of his sons. Talking about Travis Hunter, of course. So Deion Sanders Jr. said, you really be made, is what he quote tweeted. So Quincy Avery quote tweeted that and said, you lashing out because you are your pops' fourth favorite son behind a kid he just met a few years ago and he knew he was good at football. And he follows up and he goes, man's a junior getting treated like a stepson all because he couldn't backpedal.
Dang.
Jeez, wow.
Man, I was asking myself, like,
that's cold.
Should this adult be doing this to this kid? I know he called him a biatch, but man. I felt bad for Deion's kid here.
Yeah, you can't recover from that. Like, you can't recover from someone saying that your dad doesn't even care about you and that he cares about Travis Hunter more.
And when does Deion enter the fray here? Because Deion's talked about ranking his kids, so he kind of opened
the door
as like, a topic.
It's the dumbest thing Deion ever said. You can't. I mean, first of all, even if you thought that, you're a jackass. But second of all, you can't say that.
No, and I mean, he does. He talks about Travis Hunter like it's his son.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
yeah, he's basically talking about repping him as an agent where he's like, I'm going to control where they go.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how about you treat your own son like the son? I don't know.
He might.
He couldn't backpedal. He just told you.
Backpedal. That's true.
When does Deion get involved in this? Because he will.
He'll get involved, but, I mean, what's he going to say? He's going to be like, look, I mean, Junior just didn't have the same work ethic that his brothers did. Like, I mean, that Deion said before, he's like, Shiloh, like when he got the job at Colorado, he's like, the safety pissed me off. He's not coming with me this time. I'm not bringing him. And so, I mean, he's done this before. He's talked crap about his kids before. I don't know why he'd necessarily get in the fray this time.
877, he will. Trust me. 877-881-1053. The Franco and Franco Injury Attorney text line to hit us up here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. This is about to be the hour of Ralph James. We're going to chop it up and we got the NBA draft tonight. We're getting the sense majority of you don't care. The other sporting events that have lost their luster on your carometer. That's next. Commercial-free expressway right after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.